You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. There are real concerns about how President Donald Trump's tariffs will impact Wisconsin's manufacturing. Joanne Krulotz explains.
Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald says tariffs will make it more difficult for Wisconsin manufacturers to get raw materials like steel and timber. Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce president on WISN's Upfront program said the hope is that Trump doesn't believe that tariffs are actually a national strategy to prosperity. Business leaders and mainstream economists don't agree with that.
And after failed referendums this spring, school districts across the state are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. Lisa Hale tells us more.
One of the districts making cuts is Fond du Lac. That district's $10 million per year for 4 years operational referendum failed on the April 1st ballot. Fond du Lac School District is now making cuts to address a $7.5 million deficit. Superintendent Jeff Flagg said that the district will eliminate 83 positions and lay off 27 employees. 53 of those positions are teaching jobs. Due to the cuts, class sizes will increase across the district. Flagg believes the staff cuts will cover almost all of the deficit, but he said the district will look at closing buildings if more cuts are needed.
And Wisconsin Democrats are trying to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the State Assembly and State Senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money that could be contributed to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tomayosin has the story.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And a proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects, and it outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under this legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans of each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility, and give at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and advocacy groups are calling on state lawmakers to approve $68 million in funding for crime victim services over the next 2 years. The call for this funding was announced last week as the state loses federal funding through the Victims of Crime Act. The Wisconsin Department of Justice distributed about $44 million to local victim service providers each year for the past 5 years. But funding cuts in October slashed that amount to just $13 million annually. And you may think a sponsored advertisement would be legitimate, but not all of them are. Melissa Kay has more.
Just like trustworthy businesses can purchase sponsored ads, scammers can do the same to boost their fake websites. You may think you're getting a great deal, you enter your personal and financial information, but never receive your products, and now your information is in the scammer's hands. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin says you can protect yourself by always confirming you're on a legitimate website. Use caution when making purchases through social media platforms. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true deals and use the BBB to verify business information before you enter your information on a website.
And tomorrow morning, you can help with the rescue effort on the Wisconsin River. At 10 a.m., the DNR and anyone who wants to join will begin walking down a stretch of the river in Portage County. You'll be looking for species that need to be moved to deeper water because the Whiting Dam has an emergency drawdown going on, which means the water will be lowering at a rate of up to 2 feet per day. Mussels, fish, mud puppies, and turtles will be affected. Consolidated Water Power Company is doing this to fix a mechanical failure in the dam's infrastructure. There was a problem with the stop log. Whiting Dam is located along River Road in the village of Whiting, just south of Stevens Point. Meet at the boat landing called Consolidated Park. Wisconsin sits on two great lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hale reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he's set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk 3 in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game 1 of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top 3 shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX, with shows screening on Hulu the next day. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited last Saturday for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment, or C2E2, convention to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic. Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in attendance. Over the course of the afternoon, they shared some inside info about the film. Molly Ringwald echoed what people on social media have been saying about the makeover Ali Sheedy's character received at the end of the movie. Ringwald's character changed Sheedy from a goth character and gave her a much more preppy look, irritating some people who didn't like the conformity, including Ringwald. Emilio Estevez told the crowd that the first time he met the cast and John Hughes, he was numb from painkillers because he had just had 4 wisdom teeth taken out the day before. C2E2 marks the first time the cast was together in 40 years, and in case you're wondering, they all shut down the idea of a sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.